Breakfast in Bed by Puckling. Read by Night Tracer. Fandom Hockey RPF PK Carey. Celebration lasts all night, and at 7 AM they're both blurry eyed and yawning non stop. Even the post win adrenaline isn't enough to stop the inevitable crash, and they both chug a Gatorade before falling asleep in PK's bed, stripped down to their underwear. PK wakes up, curled around Carey. His mouth is dry, and when he looks at the clock, it's 11 PM. He pokes Carey because if he's hungry, they both should probably eat. Carey doesn't move. He pokes Carey again, and harder. Carey's arm flails out. He grabs a pillow, and then proceeds to roll over and hit PK in the side. And then in the face. PK pushes the pillow away. You're super grumpy when you wake up, you know that? Carey crumples his face at PK, which just proves PK's entire point. By now it's hardly a surprise, but PK feels that Carey should appreciate what PK has to deal with on a regular basis, namely his boyfriend being a complete asshole for at least an hour after he wakes up. I'm going to go make breakfast, PK tells him.
It's more like dinner time, Carey says,
stretching in a way that slides the sheet down his hips and is extremely distracting. So picky, PK says, before heading down to the kitchen anyway. Because it's the first day of the off-season, he makes a dozen scrambled eggs, some bacon, and 6 pieces of toast. He ends up heaping it all up onto one large plate and grabbing 2 forks before heading back up. Carey sitting up in bed and scrolling through his phone, which means that he's at least somewhat resigned to being awake.
Kayla says hi, Carey says, grabbing a piece of toast and piling eggs on top. Also, that if you don't do something in the next 24 hours, she's going to ruin the surprise.
PK grabs his own phone. He's got over 200 texts, and at least 15 are from Carey's sister. They're all variations on, "Do it already, you asshole." PK knew he shouldn't have asked her about Carey's ring size. Your sister's a bully, PK tells Carey. Carey just shrugs and eats more eggs. He'd look calm to the untrained eye, but at this point, PK's something of a Carey Price expert. He's curious, and if PK doesn't propose, Carey will toss the house, looking for what PK's hiding, until he finds the ring. PK waits until they finish, before putting the plate to the side and going fishing in his sock drawer for the small black box. Hey, PK says, opening the box up and showing the gold band with inset diamonds to Carey. He had planned on something a little more romantic, going on his knees after a dinner in mid-July, but he figures Carey will probably be okay with an official proposal later. Want to get married? There are crumbs on Carey's mouth when he kisses PK. But PK can feel the ring on Carey's finger against his neck. And it's actually pretty amazing, after all. The end. Thank you for listening.